week and all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings, Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the March 12th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports, the fourth season of the Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL, has suffered a big setback with the Burundian club Dynamo deciding to forfeit its participation. In a statement, BAL president Amadou Gallo Fall said, and I quote, "Dynamo Basketball Club has further refused to comply with the BAL's rules and requirements governing jerseys and uniforms, thereby forfeiting Tuesday's game against Petro de Luanda and its participation in the 2024 BAL season. Under FIBA rules, two forfeitures in the same tournament trigger the club's automatic withdrawal." And Amadou goes on to say, "This is a very unfortunate situation for the players and fans, and we share the frustrations of everyone involved. All remaining Kalahari Conference games will be played as scheduled, and we look forward to engaging fans in Pretoria through expanded fan and community events." End quote. Dynamo also forfeited Sunday's game against FUS Rabat of Morocco. The Burundian team, in its maiden BAL appearance, began the competition with an impressive 86-73 victory Saturday against Cape Town Tigers of South Africa. Dynamo's decision to forfeit its participation is centered on the political tension between Burundi and Rwanda. All BAL teams on their uniforms have a Visit Rwanda logo. Rwanda's tourism agency is one of the big sponsors of the Basketball Africa League, and the BAL playoffs and final will be held in Rwanda's capital, Kigali. Burundian officials did not want the Dynamo players to show the Visit Rwanda logo on their uniforms. And my colleagues Mukbil Yabaro and Eddie Rawema will have more on this story later in the show. The Basketball Africa League is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. There were six NBA games Monday night, and two of the league's star big men, Kevin Durant of the Phoenix Suns and Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets, were the night's high scorers with 37 and 35 points, respectively, as they led their teams to victory. In Cleveland, Ohio, Durant led the Suns to a win over the Cleveland Cavaliers, as we hear now from the AP's Tom Merriam.
The Suns turned it on in the second half to set back the Cavaliers 117-111. Phoenix was down 19 late in the first half and wound up giving up 70 points by the intermission, 25 by the Cavs' Darius Garland as they trailed by 7. The Suns continued the turnaround in the third quarter, stretching it to a 43-15 run to take control of the game. Kevin Durant led Phoenix with 37 points, also adding 8 rebounds and 6 assists.
Guys made shots tonight. I mean, we shot 54% from the field. We were knocking down shots, getting to our spots, and, you know, we were efficient.
Devin Booker scored 27 in his return from a right ankle sprain, and Bradley Beal contributed 24 as the Suns' big three scored a total of 88 points. Garland finished with 30, but just 5 in the second half for the Cavaliers, who played again without Donovan Mitchell. I'm Tom Merriam.
Thanks, Tom. In Colorado, the defending NBA champion Denver Nuggets made a big second-half rally to clip the wings of the Toronto Raptors. Serbian star Nikola Jokic recorded his 21st triple-double of the season for the Nuggets, as we hear now from the AP's Bruce Morton.
The Nuggets were down 21 in the second half. Then they went to work, coming back to defeat the Raptors 125-119. Denver coach Michael Malone.
We can't trade baskets when you're down by 20. You know, something's got to improve. And then we finally got defense into the game, held them to 21 points in the fourth quarter, got out and ran, took care of the ball. end of third going into the fourth quarter was terrific.
The defending champs took the lead with 6:48 left, and last place Toronto folded like a 10-cent accordion. The Nuggets are now 9-1 after the All-Star break. Nikola Jokic led the way with another triple-double, 35 points, 17 rebounds, and 12 assists. Bruce Morton, Denver.
Thanks, Bruce. The four other winners on Monday night in the NBA were Detroit, Golden State, Dallas, and Boston. The Boston Celtics routed the host Portland Trail Blazers 121-99 for their NBA-leading 50th win of the season. Nigeria has been flexing its muscles in wrestling and weightlifting at the African Games in Ghana. Joining us now from Accra, Ghana, with more details, is Iron Mike Mbonye. Sporty African Games greetings, Iron Mike.
Sporty African Games greetings, Sonny. Team Nigeria improved her medals haul at the ongoing African Games in Ghana with 6 gold medals in women's freestyle wrestling. Mercy Genesis defeated Egypt's Nada Mohammed in the 50-kilogram category to set the stage for Team Nigeria. Christiane Ogunsonya defeated Logona Bakayoko of Cote d'Ivoire in the 53-kilogram category for Nigeria's second gold. Commonwealth gold medalists Odunayo Adekuroye defeated Zainab Hassoun of Morocco by technical knockout in the 57 category. Esther Kolawole defeated Baram Askar of Egypt in the 62-kilogram category. Hannah Ruben beat Ami Yaoun of Cote d'Ivoire in the 76-kilogram category. Olympic Games silver medalist Blessing Oborodudu defeated Blandine Ngiri of Cameroon in the 68-kilogram category. Daniel Igali is the president of Nigerian Wrestling Federation.
I'm so excited for the girls because they worked very hard, extremely hard for this tournament, and are preparing for the Olympic qualifiers next week. So I'm excited that they were able to get it done here, and I just hope they will keep up this form so we can qualify all of them for the Olympics next week.
Igali says the federation will continue to motivate the athletes to excel in all tournaments. Pope Olatunde is the Secretary General of Nigeria Olympic Committee. He says the Nigeria Wrestling Federation is hardworking and dedicated.
I'm very excited about that. I mean, they really worked hard to get to this point, and of course, we were not expecting anything less. They have a hardworking president, a hardworking federation, and hardworking athletes. Of course, with the support of the government as well as the NOC, we will not expect anything less than that. But I'm happy, and I thank the athletes, you know, for doing us proud.
Blessing Oborodudu, Olympic Games silver medalist, says her victory at the African Games is due to consistency and perseverance.
Coming to the South African Games to be able to maintain my position. And my plan is that I'm not going to give away any point to anybody, but it happened. I give God all the glory and thanks to my federation president, Honorable Dr. Daniel Igali, for his endless support and my coaches, teammates that pushed me to this level. I think my next competition is the African Championship and Olympic qualifying. I feel so happy, and I can say it's God. It's not been easy for you to win straight. It's not easy. And I think it's coming from consistency, perseverance, and dedication.
Head coach of Nigeria Wrestling Federation, Puri Diako, says the athletes worked hard to win the 6 gold medals.
It's so amazing. I said it in my earlier interview that we're going to take 6 on 6. We worked so hard, and with the support of our president, Daniel Igali, who have put us in, who have been in camp, he has been encouraging us. We have been, since we started our preparation since last year, and I told you earlier that we were in Croatia, we were in France, pre-tournament, so not too surprised that we took 6 on 6.
Lillian Mbena won a bronze medal for South Africa in the under 76 kilogram category. She says it's her first medal in the African Games.
Yeah. For me, it's a first medal for me because my first tournament in All African Game, and the African Game is my first tournament since I started wrestling. It's my first big tournament, this one.
And how do you think people at home will feel with this medal you won for South Africa?
They will be so happy. My coach, I'm sure he's crying right now where he is.
Meanwhile, Nigeria has won 9 gold medals in the weightlifting event on day 3 at the ongoing African Games. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Iron Mike Mbonye in Accra, Ghana.
Thanks, Iron Mike. Heading into Tuesday's events at the African Games, Egypt was dominating the medals table with 85 medals, including 48 gold. Team Nigeria was in second place with 41 medals, including 16 gold. For more on the Burundian club Dynamo forfeiting its participation in the Basketball Africa League, let's listen to a chat now between my VOA colleagues Mukbil Yabaro and Eddie Rawema. Here's Mukbil.
On this segment today, I have with me my colleague Eddie Rawema. Eddie, thanks for being on the show with me today.
Thank you for having me, Mukbil.
Absolutely. So, let's get into this very interesting news about the Dynamo Basketball Club from Burundi, their unfortunate exit in the BAL Kalahari Conference. Can you talk to me about that?
Unfortunately, Dynamo of Burundi has exited the Basketball African League Season 4 over sponsor logo dispute. The dispute is about the logo of Visit Rwanda. As you may know, that Rwanda for many years has been one of the majority or major sponsors of Basketball Africa League. So, because currently Rwanda and Burundi have some political issues, so the government of Burundi pressured Dynamo Basketball Club not to wear the jerseys with the logos, or if they are to play, to cover the logos. So that is how the dispute started during the first game where Dynamo played with Cape Town Tigers. Unfortunately enough, they were able to win that game. But after the game the following day, they were forfeited. And now they were supposed to play today again against Petro de Luanda. That game was also forfeited, and now they're out of the league, which is very, very unfortunate. It's been a very good team. I can say that the dreams of these young, talented players have been crushed. They were so excited to compete and put Burundi on the map. The sport in Burundi had started getting on the Conneto and World spotlight, and I surely don't understand what the government of Burundi was trying to prove. It's not good for the country, it's not good for BAL, and for sure it's not good for the continent.
Absolutely. Eddie, just going off on that same point, interestingly enough, the Dynamo Basketball Club knew that they had to wear this Visit Rwanda logo, as seasons past have, you know, teams have worn this as well. So why do you think the Burundian government or whomever decided to tell the team that they shouldn't wear it once the competition started?
I don't know, because like you say, Dynamo, before they went into the Basketball Africa League, you remember that they also had to do the road to BAL. So they knew the rules of the game. They knew that at the end of the day, they were going to wear Visit Rwanda. They knew that they were going to be transported by Rwanda Air from Burundi to South Africa, where they were supposed to be playing in the Kalahari Conference. But because of the politics that are going on and the government trying to get involved in sports, that is what is affecting this team. It's very unfortunate. It's a very young team. For example, you had players, you know, like Brighton Hobbs, Israel Otubo, and Dien Ben, who combined scored almost 60 points during the first game. They had shown they had the potential after their first win against the home team, Cape Town Tigers, and most people were expecting them to even do much better than what they had done. So it is very unfortunate.
Yes, absolutely. Lastly, as you mentioned, those players, what does that mean for the players now moving forward? You know, How are the players feeling? I know Brighton Hobbs, the captain, made a statement. I'm sure he's not feeling too good or too happy about the situation.
Yeah, most of the players have said they have repeated what we're talking about. They knew all this before they went into the competition. The government knew about it. We don't know yet the extent at which these the punishments are going to come, but we hear that Burundi must be suspended from participating in any basketball competition for 5 years. We hear that during the first game they were supposed to be fined $50,000, and then later after the Federation of Burundi Basketball Federation is likely to be fined $500,000. And this will also affect players. I don't know whether it's going to affect foreign players like Brighton Hobbs, Israel Otubo, Jean Dung, and the other Senegalese. But for the local talents, for sure, this is going to hit hard on them.
Thank you so much for the insight, Eddie. Appreciate you.
All right, bro.
Joining me now here in Studio 22 on the Sunny Side of Sports is my sporty VOA colleague, Mukbil Yabaro, and Voice of America intern, Omolamo Kale. Omolamo, getting your Studio 22 baptism, bro.
Thank you so much, Sonny. It's great to be here.
Now, Omolamo, some of our Sunny Side of Sports listeners might be wondering, how do you get a Voice of America internship? Tell them.
Well, on my side of things, I had a great uncle by the name of Friedrich Nkunjikinje. I believe he is part of the African division that works in the Horn of Africa division.
Okay.
And he was the person that gave me the internship application along with his recommendation on top of that. So I was able to complete the application, and in December of 2023, I got the invitation.
And I'm glad you followed up on that invitation, Omolamo. Now, internships are available to college students or university students. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Montgomery College in Rockville, Maryland.
And what are you studying there?
So this year, I'll be getting my degree in media productions.
Okay.
Seems very fitting that you're here.
Now, Omolamo, I think yesterday I saw you with a Man City ball cap. So I guess you follow the Premier League?
Yes, I do. And indeed, you did see me with the Man City cap.
Well, let's talk about Mukbil's favorite Premier League team, the Gunners of Arsenal. They're in action this evening in a big Champions League match against Porto. Porto holds a 1-0 lead from the first leg. Mukbil, can the Gunners rally?
I would definitely say yes, simply because, you know, taking my biases aside, Sonny and Omolemo, I would say that, you know, if you watch that initial first leg, you know, Porto playing at home, Arsenal still had majority of possession. They had almost everything going for them except for being able to score. A lapse in defense and a brilliant goal by Porto towards the end had the goalkeeper for Arsenal, David Raya, off his line, and he really banged in a screamer. So kudos to Porto for being able to literally make a very difficult game for themselves into something that they were able to come away with a victory at home. Emirates is the home of Arsenal. They've been really good, especially since the top of the year this year. They've been keeping things clean and scoring ample goals, so I'm expecting the fans to be able to re-energize the Arsenal squad, and they get a easy 2-0 victory.
How do you see this match, Omolamo?
Well, I do agree a lot with Mukbil here, but, you know, I think I might want to ask you a question.
Sure.
So, you know, with such a really strong and deep race that's going on in the Prem right now for Arsenal, but also Man City, do you think that Arsenal is going to come with the same energy as they are in the Prem for the Champions League? Or do you think they're going to maybe rearrange the lineup and start experimenting and maybe ruin their chances in the Champions League?
Very great question, honestly, Omolema. I really like that question. I think, you know, having this being one of the first seasons that Arsenal is back in the Champions League in a long time, I would expect that Arteta, the manager, sticks to what's been working for him, in particular because that first leg against Porto was pretty much like everything was there except for the goal, right? So you handle the entire game well and manage it correctly, but you're just not able to get the most important part of the game done. So coming back in and having this be at home and having the fans in London, Arsenal fans, not seeing this team be in the Champions League for so long, I would expect him to go with what has been working for himself, for him and his team, and for them to be able to get this decisive win. But I think that the champs is very important for them as well, this go around.
Mukbil Omolamo in the second Champions League match on Tuesday evening. Barcelona at home against Napoli. Now, this tie is even at 1-1. Lewandowski and Osimhen, the star strikers for Barcelona and Napoli, both on the scoreboard in the first leg. How do you see this one, Mukbil?
Yeah, I definitely think that Napoli played a really, really good game. And, you know, shout out to Victor Osimhen, African Player of the Year, for being able to get his team level. But I see Barcelona playing at home as, you know, a bit challenging for Napoli. So we will see what they end up doing. But if I was to give an edge to a team, I would have to say that Barcelona gets the nod from my end. Omolema, what are your thoughts?
Well, I wish I could agree with you on this one.
Nice.
But, you know, I think for the most part, Napoli is really good at playing chess when it comes to these types of places in the run for the finals. So I think for Napoli, I think Osimhen may be the deciding factor. For now, that's just my opinion because I'm a really big fan of Osimhen's striking ability. Mm-hmm. For that reason alone, I'm edging Napoli just one. So overall, 2-1 aggregate.
Okay, there you hear it. VOA intern, Omolamo Kale. Let's turn to the Prem, the Premier League. Very, very tight race. Now, Mukbil, correct me if I'm wrong, the three leaders right now at the top of the table, Arsenal, Liverpool, and Man City, they won't be in action for a while, right? They've got a little bit of a break.
Yeah, there are some games that have been postponed for all three teams. Arsenal and Man City's first Premier League game back will be against each other at the Etihad. Man, is it going to be exciting. Funny story, right? If you just look at the stadiums, right, and who supports both sides, Etihad and the Emirates are both United Arab Emirates Airlines.
Okay.
Right? One is from Dubai and one is from Abu Dhabi. So, you know, this is kind of like, you know, the fight of the sponsors or something, you know? You know, and you know, what I do have to say, Omolemo and I were talking off air earlier, and I was telling him that I think Arsenal's the hottest team in the Premier League. And he asked me a question and said, what does that mean? I said, when it comes to clicking on all cylinders in the Premier League, we can just look at our goal differential. At the top, I think we got 11 on Man City, and we have about 7 on Liverpool. And these are going to be huge with the race being as tight as it is. So I'm excited for that game. I know Omolemo's picking his side. I know I'm picking my side. But I think whoever wins that game should be able to take it all the way. There is still a few games left, but that is the toughest match for both teams, I think.
Look at the top of the table now, Mukbil, for our sunny side of sports listeners. How does it break down in terms of points?
Yeah, I believe breakdown, I don't have the numbers with me right
Arsenal
now.
Arsenal and Liverpool are even on points.
Got 64, I believe.
64 each.
But the goal differential is in favor of Arsenal. So goal differential, for those that don't know, is how many goals you score versus how many goals were scored against you. And Arsenal is +7 on Liverpool and plus 11 on Manchester City at the moment.
And speaking of Manchester City, Omolamo, correct me if I'm wrong. If they can prevail once again in the Prem, this will be an unprecedented fourth consecutive Premier League title.
Yes, and I know I see McBill's reaction off of
that. Wow. I'm not going to lie. It has been an impressive, impressive run by Manchester City. Omolemi and I were just talking off air, like I said earlier. The last decade of English Premier League football has been, City's been all over it. So I think it's time. I think it's time for someone, you know, to get back in there. Arsenal, maybe Liverpool. Someone's got to topple you guys, man. This is getting too much now at this point. What more do you guys want?
Well, we would, well, as a representative from Manchester City here.
Official rep.
Thank you. I think one more treble would be nice.
Unbelievable.
But only because you're asking the representative from Manchester City. And from what it looks like, I think a lot of individuals on Manchester City are still on a mission. A lot of the players on Manchester City still have so much to prove with a chip on their shoulder. So I think one thing to look out for when Manchester City faces Arsenal is Erling Haaland. To right now, I believe he has 18 goals. And
he's at the top, right, of the Prem?
And he's at the top of the Prem at the moment. So I think one thing is that we have to look for the young, hungry players that are also at still need to reach their potential as a player. So when they do face, I do think you should look out for Erling Haaland. Mm-hmm. And from the coach, I do think you should let Erling Haaland be as free as he can be so that we can pull out with a very important game.
I will say this, though. In the back front, we have the number one defender in the Prem. By statistics, numbers have shown, William Saliba. It's the baddest boy in the back right now.
I like that. You know, baddest boy in the back.
And to be honest with you, last year when we dropped those points and we ended up, quote unquote, what was the term that they said? We bottled the league is what they said, right?
Okay.
Terminology that I don't really throw around because there were issues there. But I will say this: William Saliba was injured in our last run. And he is an integral part of that defense. And when he went out, it really showed us that, man, like, he is that important. So hopefully he's able to stay healthy in the back because we've been playing some excellent football.
Now, Omolamo, we have maybe a minute left in the program. I heard you use that expression, young, hungry players. And I kind of consider you a young, hungry player mm-hmm. at the Voice of America as an intern. What do you consider maybe some of the little nuggets you've learned so far? I know you've been here just a short time, but what are some of your takeaways?
Well, I do believe that because at the Voice of America, there is such a wonderful chief of the English to Africa division. She is
Dimiyake.
In Dimiyake, yes. She is part of the main reason why, as an intern myself, am as hungry as she's allowing me to be.
That's awesome.
I like that.
So she is more of a person that pushes interns to really go out and pursue stories, pursue as much as they can, get their hands on anything they can, shadow as many people as they can. And I just like to give a shout out to her.
Absolutely. We love that.
Shout out for Voice of America intern Omolemo Kale. Thanks also to my sporty VOA colleague Mukbil Yabaro.
Yes, sir.
Mukbil also helping out this evening on the production front. And last, but certainly not least, thanks to Voice of America engineer Audrius Regis. And last but not least, number two, thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.